Wish you well. That was Lon Social from the album Ghosts. They're a five-piece alt rock band out of Nanaimo, British Columbia. That's their debut LP after grinding it out for 8 years. Sounds pretty good. And we started everything off with Drala. The song's called Fictional Decision from the Fictional Decision single. It's only available on Bandcamp. Those guys are out of Leeds, UK. That's Lucille Brown, Rob Riggs, and Mike Ainsley. And both songs kind of sound like parquet court style pop punk. Welcome to episode 51 of Tales from the Dropbox. Hope your Thanksgiving was a good one. Hope that everybody was happy, and because I have much to be thankful for. I'm giving you this special post-Thanksgiving Day show. It's special only because it's post-Thanksgiving. But, you know, at this time of the year, we should all look back and think about all the people in our lives and those were here and those were not, and be thankful for the time that we have with them. Coming up next... I know you're waiting for it. Oh, the song's called Wait. It's from the band Welcome Home. Here you go. Wait.
silence. Happy, of course I'm happy. What is it? Can I learn? Before something snaps, I feel the pressure rising. What do you think my intentions are? Where do you think I'm going? I can feel you.
Cool, huh? That was the Pack AD That's the song called So What from the record Positive Thinking, which came out on Cadence Music on August 12th. That's the sixth LP from this garage rock duo from Vancouver, kind of like the Japan Droids. Maya Miller and Becky Black, they put out somewhat dark music on this record that's called Positive Thinking, but as Becky Black put it, it was born of personal turmoil, and it still sounds great. Before that was The Ocean Party out of Melbourne, a song called Pressure from the record Restless, which came out on September 30th. The Ocean Party is kind of an album machine in Melbourne, Australia. That's their sixth LP in 7th years. That's 8th overall. And they kind of are a mix of the Chills and the Go-Betweens. What's unusual about this release is that Restless is the first LP that's going to be released outside of Australia. Before that, and we started everything off in that set with Welcome Home. The song was called Wait from the record Just Happy to Be Here. It's a Bandcamp-only release, came out on August 26th, and that's the debut LP from these St. Louis pop punkers. They're part of that whole St. Louis scene that's starting to get picked up. Don't know what it is. Music hasn't changed much for Mr. Belding in the past, 40 years or so. Music is still regional, and there's some pretty good stuff coming out of some of the regions. And if I failed to mention it before, I'll tell you now that Dralia record Fictional Decision came out on Bandcamp on October 15th. It's well worth picking up. It's a small single. It's £3, but really good. And then the Lawn Social record Ghosts came out on Halloween on October 31st. Anyway, we're coming up to the middle part of the show, and you know that means absolutely nothing. It's the middle of the show. We're going to play Radke. This is a great track. It's a cover of the Lemons hit song. This song is called Marvel.
Too late to learn.
Well, we're running. That's from the record Eat or Die. That song, that band is Future Orients. They're the first band that I'm playing from China. They're out of Beijing, China. They're on the record Maybe Mars, and that's also available on Bandcamp as a very expensive double LP. I think it's like $37 US. So maybe not worth a pickup for vinyl. That came out on September 16th of this year. Before that was Papa. The song's called Comfort's a Killer from the record Kick at the Dust, which also came out on September 16th, but this time on Hit City USA. It's the second LP from these guys out of Los Angeles. Slightly interesting take on indie pop, kind of rhythmic, kind of reminded me of the 80s there. And then we started off everything with that excellent Radke track. Song is called Marvel. It's from the record Delicious Rock Noise. Came out in Another Century Records on November 11th. Those guys are out of St. Joseph, Missouri. They're a garage punk trio, and that's a cover of the Lemons track. So, pretty cool. Coming up next is Male Bonding. This song is called Wrench.
Stay in the line and I'm waiting right behind you. I'm just out on the weekend with nothing to say. I'm just out on the weekend and nothing's changed.
Well, there was a pretty short set, huh? Didn't expect to hear my voice so soon, I'm sure. Anyway, we started everything off with Male Bonding. The song is called Wrench from the record Headache, which surprisingly dropped with no advance warning on October 12th. When I say no advance warning, they hadn't updated any social media, and it's their first LP in 5 years. So the last one was 2011's Endless Now. So it's a free record. It's available on SoundCloud. So just type in SoundCloud and Male Bonding, and you can download it for free. It's their third LP overall, and it's a really good record. After that was This Becomes Us, which is really the pseudonym for Julia Ruzicka, who's a bass player from Millions Dead and Future of the Left. And then she decided that she wanted to put out something a little different and special. And so she put out this self-titled record called This Becomes Us. It's on Prescriptions. She formed a band with Ian Wilson from Art Brut and the drummer from Future of the Left, Jeff Egglestone. And then she got together with 9 different vocalists, including Black Francis from the Pixies, and put out a pretty good record. That song was called Simple 2. And the vocalist on that was Fever Fever's Rosie Arnold. So you can look for that. And then we finished everything off with a solo record from Josh Berwanger called Berwanger. The song's called I Want You Bad. It's from the record Exorcism Rock, which came out on Doghouse Records on November 4th. Josh Berwanger, of course, is from The Anniversary. It's his second LP. And, who else is on that? Members of Limbeck and The Promise Ring. And those guys are out of Kansas City. We're coming up to the final 3-song block of the show. These will be a little older, except for the new one I'm going to start off with. But when you say older, you'll figure it out when you hear the Pennywise track. Anyway, we're going to start everything off with a really good punk rock band out of Blackpool. This is Boston Manor, and the song is called Stop Trying, Be Nothing. Yeah.
And it's in your brain, in the chasing rain. On the flame from the train, the pins fell the rail. Fire, a hot tub, cool mire, ticket to flyer, no? Blaze chemical wire! Blaze chemical wire! You'll burn a church full of fire! You fucking pay for desire! Fire turns your wire! Briar, thorns of chemical wire. You beat the tread on the tire, sulfur in the deep fire.
Well, there's something different. Hopefully you're listening in the morning, because you should always be shocked in the morning. That was Fire Hose, of course, the song called Chemical Wire from their debut record, Raging Full On, which came out on SST Records. I'm thinking at the end of November, early December of 1986, I remember purchasing this. That, of course, is Mike Watt and George Hurley, which were the remnants of the Minutemen following the tragic loss of D. Boone, who led him through a dozen awesome records. That was Ed from Ohio, Ed Crawford, the lead singer on that particular record. I really enjoyed that record. If you can find that, you should pick that up. I find it sometimes in the used bins at some of my favorite record stores, going for just a couple of bucks. It used to go for 99 cents, but now everybody thinks vinyl's cool. It is cool, and it should have always been cool. But now that as people rediscover it, record stores are trying to make their money back. Before that was Pennywise. That song was called No Way Out. It's from the Neckerd. It's from the record 1988, which came out on November 7th of this year on Hardline Entertainment and Theologian Records. For those of you familiar with Pennywise, most of you would have started listening to their first LP and missed their first two EPs. This collects them. This came out on a CD, I think, in the early 2000s. It collects the Wild Card and A Word from the Wise EPs with a few extras, including that song. Really good record, a little uneven at times, but if you haven't already discovered Pennywise, then where the hell you been for the last 30 years? And we start everything off in that set with Boston Manor. Great song, Stop Trying, Be Nothing, from the record Be Nothing, came out on Pure Noise Records on September 30th. That's their debut full length. Those guys are out of Blackpool. They put out three really great EPs, and that's a really strong debut record. So if you like that sound, you should look for Boston Manor. As always, I thank you for listening to Tales from the Dropbox. This is my little break from reality as I get back to my day job, which after Thanksgiving, I'm going to confront full force here in a few minutes. So I do appreciate it. If you want to talk to me, you know who I am, other than Mr. Belding. You can get me on the blog for this thing, Tales from the Dropbox, which is at dropboxnotes.net. You can get me on Instagram as Just for Fun Concerts. And you can find me on Twitter as JFF Concerts. You should also look for my photos because, hey, I'm coming up to some great shows here in the new year. I've got tickets for the Joyce Manor, AJJ, and Mannequin Pussy show. which is on January 13th, Friday the 13th. So come by, say hi. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with something that's old, only because I just rediscovered it, and I kind of really appreciate it, so I'm going to play it. This came out on Don Giovanni Records on April 20th, 2010. This is Erica Frias, and I think that's probably what reminds me of this. She just put out a solo record, The Patient Ones, on September 30th, also on Don Giovanni, but this is something from her band. This is Reviver. The song's called Real Mean, and it's from the debut record from these Olympia, Washington punk rockers. Anyway, Reviver, Real Mean. Until next time, peace out.